Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine. I am so excited that you're here with me today. I am living life and loving life and bruised on my bruises and moving is so much fun. I keep telling myself that. It is, though. I got my furniture. The pod was delivered yesterday. The container was delivered yesterday. And I was able to get some local guys to come. And of course, I paid them. They weren't just, you know, kind and generous in nature, but, you know, they did it as their job. So they came and I paid them and they carried in all the heavy stuff. And then stuff that I knew that needed to go to storage until I could sift through it, they loaded that on their truck and we drove it over to the storage unit and they unloaded it there. And voila, I am officially moved in. Yay! I'm so excited. So I am, thank you, BBS. So I am here. Mr. Sherman is sleeping in his favorite chair on his favorite blanket. Wee Woo is exploring the sea of boxes and all the nooks and crannies she can get into and out of. So she's still kind of maneuvering around a bit. Last night, when I finally gave up and went to sleep about 1 o'clock in the morning, somewhere around there, the great horned owls were singing again, were calling to each other, and it was just incredible. So I opened the window and let them sing. It was lovely. I just wanted to talk to you guys today a little bit about what are you doing for yourself? What are you doing to take care of yourself? You know that going within and focusing on your commands is really super important to me. And I just want to make sure that everybody is taking the time with everything that's going on in the world, even without a TV, even without doing those normal things, not reading the newspapers or not going on the internet and looking at articles or people that you follow. It's still next to impossible to not, if you have to get out and interact with people, use that word loosely. If you have to get out and interact, you hear it. And now that I'm in a place that tends to lean way more blue than red, I hear it a lot. And I'm, as I mentioned last week on my show, that I'm having to remember to shrink wrap a lot more because the position that I'm in, I am interacting with people all day long. And in an area to where the belief system might be different than my core belief system. So just because Sunshine has moved to the place that calls her, that called to me, and the place that I feel drawn to and the place that I feel is home, it doesn't mean that now everything's beautiful and roses and, you know, rainbow farting unicorns. It's not anything like that. But it's still, there's still a peace that I have in the midst of I don't want to say drama. That's not the word I'm looking for. In the midst of people being so free to share their beliefs, assuming or thinking that you have the same beliefs or that you are, I'll just leave it at that. So I'm having to do different commands more than I did from where I lived before. But it's okay. It's just, it's adjusting and it's growing, you know, growing inside and going within. I have, as I said, bruises on my bruises, which is hilarious. And I had hurt that knee unloading the trailer. It still bites. I twisted my ankle my first day at work. It's lovely. So my lower back is barking because everything down below is out of whack. So it's like, could you fix that, please? I'm like, I would if I could get to a chiropractor I know or that I trust, or get to a massage therapist I know that, is not going to download nastiness. So I'll find them. It's just right now I'm in transition, and it's lovely. It's absolutely lovely. Right now, the way I set up my computer, I am literally overlooking the bay. And you can't beat that, guys. You just can't beat it. So I encourage you, take your baby steps to do what it is that brings you your highest and best excitement, to get to where you believe you're called to be. And that may be you're there. So just go within and enjoy where you're at. I want to give a call out to a lot of friends that have really reached out to support me. It's been amazing. From the time I left, well, way from before then, but just for the trip, I have had support and love and encouragement this whole entire time. And it was a tough move. But don't discount who you are and the people that are around you. Don't take them for granted, because when the rubber meets the road, you really find out who your buddies are, who your friends are. And I've got three here that were here before me that are amazing. I should call them the Three Musketeers. I'll give them a new name. But they've been fantastic, loaning me furniture, loaning me dishes, loaning me moral support, helping me find a notary, things like that. So, to my Three Musketeers, thank you. Thank you, you mighty warring musketeers. You're amazing. But there's a people back home, not home, I don't want to call it home. People back from where I came from, a couple of them don't even listen to the show, but they came to my rescue because I was closing out an account and I had given the bank permission to close out an account. And a particular company whom I had paused my service with went ahead and charged their auto draft. So it overdrafted my account. Well, I had no way to get, it was nothing. It was like $30, but I had no way of getting money there. I'm, not there anymore. So I called a couple of friends or texted a couple of friends, and both of them didn't respond back and said, yeah, I'll do it. So I just kind of left it riding. Well, they both went and took care of it. Then it got back to me and said, done. I'm like, those are good people. So there are good people out there. And you guys that are listening are of that bent. You guys are amazing. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world. It's incredible. Have you guys been watching the price of silver? What? I wish Bill was here where I could talk to him, like physically see his face, because he'd be doing, you remember how I told you how he did the back of the right hand slap into the left hand? He'd be going, what'd I tell you? What'd I tell you? I'm like, I know, babe, I know, I know. But I was listening to Miles Franklin. I was listening to Andy Schechtman. And he was talking about how, everything's shorting. It's going to happen. And when the final short happens, where they can't produce the paper, when they don't have enough silver to deliver on what's being called, that's when silver is going to go through the atmosphere. And so, I hope you guys have some silver, even if it's just a little bit. I hope you have some. I'm not a banker. I'm not a financial advisor. So please don't. I'm just saying, I have a little bit, and I hope you have some too. Keep an eye on it. It's going to be pretty amazing to see what happens. I'm having a hard time even keeping up with all of the indictments that are going on and how high up they're going and how quickly they're happening. And I remember, guys, I've been moving, so I'm not on a TV, I'm not on radio except for BBS. I'm not on social media. I'm not looking at that kind of stuff, and yet still I'm hearing about all of this. And so I can't even imagine what I'm missing. But it's been pretty incredible here to hear different people's comments. For instance, I was walking through an area where there are some restaurants and some shops. It's a really cute area. And there were three ladies that were walking through, and they were looking for a place to eat. And they were looking at a little kind of a bistro, pastry shop, area or business. And they were like, "Oh, this looks good. The menu looks, good." And one lady goes, "Oh, no, ladies, we can't eat here. Look here." And it was a Trump wins little flyer in the window. And then I guess there were a couple of other things. I didn't look, I just kept walking. But she literally was telling the other two ladies, "Oh no, we can't eat here. We will not support them. No, not if that's in their window." And I'm like, man, it's what's going to happen when disclosure really, really takes place? How fractured are some of these people going to be? And how are we going to be prepared to reach out and over to where they are and to offer help and assistance if they are open to receive? So I was thinking about how do you prepare your heart to be willing to help, and how do you prepare skill-wise to be able to help people that do want to hear the truth? There are going to be some that don't. And as our friend has said, there aren't very many of us here. And but I'd like to take as many with me as I can as will come. So that's something that I've kind of been focusing on a little bit. I've been busy with learning my new job, so that's kind of taken up a lot of time. And when I come home, I'm pretty tired. My previous job, I would sit for 8, 10, 12 hours a day. I'd get up a little bit, run, go back to the copier, that kind of thing. But I sat most of the time. And now I stand. I don't think I sit the entire time unless I'm on the floor and restocking or doing something like that. And it's like, wow. So my body's like, excuse me. I'm like, well, you need to be more active. Come on, get with it. So it's kind of funny. It's like, I don't know. I need to move my massage therapist and my chiropractor out here for sure, because I trust them. But they have family, so they'll stay there. So I've got to find my new ones here. How are you guys doing with just the energy levels, with just all the changes that I'm sensing? Are you guys sensing the same thing? Are you guys feeling the changes and the oddness and the quirkiness of kind of what's going on? It's different. It's just a different feel. It's just a different energy. And here where I'm at now, people talk and are much more in tune to, the energetic fields as they refer to them and stuff like that. But I don't know who's fueling that energy for them. So I'll leave it at that. Very beautiful people here, people that, love nature and love animals. It's just it's I knew coming back, because I'd lived here before, I knew coming back that the people here that I would run into. But yeah, it's just so peaceful and so lovely. I want to ask you guys, when you're doing your commands, a friend of mine was sharing with me that she's been focusing on her breath work, and that and doing her breath work, that it helps her to stay focused and to keep her mind clear. As some people would say, it knocks down the monkey mind, everything, boop, 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 going everywhere. And so when doing your commands, some days I'll put it this way, some days I am laser focused and this is great and I have time and my commands are just flowing and you can feel the energy, you can feel them working. And some days I'm like, you remember the movie, what's it, Back to the Future, McFly. Anyway, I'm like, hello, 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 anybody in there? Because it seems like I can't turn off the monkey mind. And I know I've been really busy with the move, and there have been a lot of moving parts, and it was all totally a faith-driven experience. So there wasn't anything that was easy and planned. And for those of you that don't know, or maybe don't remember if I haven't shared recently, my previous professional career was planning. So I'm a planner and I plan. And it doesn't matter if it's in my area of expertise in land, land acquisition, land entitlement, land permitting. I plan. And so to haul off and make this move and to not have all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted was well out of my comfort zone and way out of my area of expertise to just throw caution to the wind and go. And again, I will say, don't do what Sunshine did. I want to encourage you to do what your heart is telling you to do and how to do it, because that is where your provision is. That is where your direction is. But in sharing my experience, nothing about this move, nothing was planned and organized and handled. It was all book it and the funds will come. It was fill up the tank of gas. And you've got so much to get across country. You're pulling a heavy trailer, and the price of gas keeps going up, and your gas mileage is going way down. So it was amazing. It was amazing to see how our friend moved through so many different people. And I know I've talked about it before on previous shows, guys, but it's coming up again, and maybe somebody just needs to hear it and they haven't heard the previous show. But wherever you are in your walk and whatever you are doing, whether you're facing medical issues with a loved one or on the job issues or personal medical issues, it's so important to go within, because that is who you truly are. Spirit is you. This flesh thing is just a suit. It's something so you can come down here on earth and experience this dimension, this life down here. But the spirit, your spirit is who you are. And we've all neglected that. I can't speak for everybody, excuse me. I will say I know I have neglected in the years past, and even to now, I would say, with everything going on, I wish that I had known sooner. I wish in the Christian faith that they had taught you that that is really truly who you are, not the physical flesh suit that you adorn with dresses for church or makeup or earrings or whatever, if you're, inclined to do that. So, making up for lost time, getting here has really helped. I think once I get settled and get things put away and find my groove, when Stella finds her groove, when Sunshine finds her groove, I think it's going to really help increase my intimacy with getting to know my spirit better and yielding to her and giving her the reins, spirit take the lead. I've done that before when I used to sing in church and would sing on praise and worship teams and stuff like that. Before I'd put my feet on the platform, before I would step up there, I would be like, it was kind of funny. This is what I say. I command my spirit to, I decrease so that my spirit may increase and minister through me. Didn't even know what I was doing, but, I wish I had really been taught to tap into that sooner, but I haven't. And maybe you haven't either, but it doesn't mean we can't do it now. So with what's going on in the world, I'm finding whenever I'm interacting with a lot of people, I'm doing retail now, just so you guys know. So when I'm interacting with a lot of people, I just try to be sunshine. I'm just me. And I just try to make sure that I can help them have a really great experience, whether it be laughing at a funny saying on a shirt or finding the perfect gift for a son or whatever it may be. I just want to make sure, excuse me, I just want to make sure that that encounter with Source is a pleasant one for them. They may not even know it was with Source, but I just want to make sure that I'm conduit. And I want to work on, when I'm working with people, I want to work on consciously acknowledging and yielding and giving spirit the lead. What do I say? How do I say it? What do they need to hear today? How may I help this person? What does this person need to hear? That kind of stuff. So those are things I'm aspiring to do. I may take some calls today, guys. I may have all of one person listening, but I may take some calls today, guys, if you guys are out there listening. I know a lot of us have to pick it up on reruns now, but yeah, if you're so inclined to want to call in, I'll give you the numbers in a few minutes and then we can take some calls later on. Just let me know how you guys are doing. It'd be fun. But with where the world is at right now and all of the different things going on, and here in the United States, you have the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and there's a great divide, and there have been indictments on the Democrat side, but my goodness, there was one on the Republican side, one that used to be an advisor for President Trump back in the day. So, not going to name names, not going to get me shut down on all my syndicated stuff. Don't panic, syndicated people. I'm good. So, it's incredible that this is starting to come out. Silver's on the rise. Of course, gold's on the rise. Silver's on the rise. The dollar's dropping in value, which I don't even think it could drop any lower. It's pretty darn low right now. But yet, when I'm out watching retail, people are spending, people are shopping, people are vacationing. And I'm like, huh, how is this going to unfold? And I'm wondering, like I said earlier, how do we prepare where we're at geographically to be ready to help those that have questions, those that come back and say, you told me something 2 years ago and I thought you were smoking crack. Can you please explain to me what you were saying? And does that have anything to do with what's going on in the world right now? Those are the kind of open doors that are coming our ways, guys. And I think the way to help people right now is to help ourselves. You know, command your spirit to increase your life force energy. Absolutely do that three times, multiple times a day, if you are so inclined to do so. But increase all your capacities now. There's a lot of capacities that we have that we aren't even tapped into. What are your superpowers? Who are you? Who are you? You know, who are you? Figure it out. I don't have mine figured out, but I'm working on it. So if BBS, I guess I could pull up my chat. There it is right there. Sorry, BBS. If BBS could give me the telephone numbers for people to call in, I'll go ahead and give out the numbers. We'll take a quick break with my music. And I will at the after we come back in after the 2 minute break with the music, if there are callers that call in, I'll watch my chats and we'll take you and we'll talk. Let's tell me what's going on in your world. I want to hear what's going on. I've been unplugged for a while. So the number to call in is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. The direct number, if you're calling in internationally, is 323-744-4831. And then our country code is 1+. So the direct number for international audience members is 323-744-4831. 4831. All right, BBS, let's take a 2 minute break, play my sunshine music, and then let's come back and then we'll keep talking. Welcome back, everyone. This is Sunshine with Whiplash Talk on BBS Radio and TV, Station One. I am seeing that Robin from Michigan is on line one. I would love to say hi and chat. So, yay! Robin, are you there?
Well, I am. Hello, beautiful lady. Welcome, welcome back. It's so good to hear your voice, and I'm just tuning into your show today, and I love your spirit. It's alive and well. It's beautiful.
Thank you. It's so good to be kind of back in the saddle again. It's so good. So good to hear your voice. I am loving your show with you and Shane. It's so good. Helping so many people. Tell me a little bit about it so people will know what you're doing.
Oh, it's been quite an adventure. I'm learning so much in regard to the history of the homestead. And, you know, if you remember, our friend used to say, past proves present future. And
Yes.
when I go today, my show is going to be, we're going to be talking a little bit about the history of the 13 colonies. And a lot of the stuff that I'm learning about, it kind of feels like present day, you know?
Right? It's true. Go.
Yeah, like, huh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about the history. We're going to talk about the Constitution and how the wording of the Constitution changed at one point in time and what it meant,
Yep.
and how the beginning of the slave debt began. So it's going to be very interesting. I'm going to have some people from, I have just joined the Michigan Assembly, and
Good.
I have finally changed my status, Sunshine. I've done it.
Nice. Nice.
The whole,
Good.
I know, it's so cool.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, your show last week was
I
good.
did. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's so hard sometimes to get to listen to everybody's show, but I do try. I was listening to Sojourns today, and I flipped in, and, you know, I had to work this morning, but, you know, I try to tune in when I can, and I love hearing everybody. It's
Me
like the
too.
family, in on different, you know, shows and stuff, but to hear everybody's voice, it's just so heartwarming. I love it.
I agree. And I know it sounds silly, but some of us used to say that, you know, when we would tune in when our friend was on live, we'd be like, just the energetics and the energy, the whole vibe, I guess, was tangible. And I'm realizing that if we just tap into it, that vibe is still there with us. It's really good.
It
So
sure
tuning into you and even Sojourns this morning, I'm like, oh, hey, I'm on. Wow. So that was fun and it was a good show. And these are the living libraries that our friend was talking about. These are the shows that people will listen to years from now whenever they've got questions like, what the F just happened? And you're
yeah.
laying down tracks for people to keep their land, keep their property. And I am just thrilled that you picked up the flag and you're carrying it across the finish line. And I just love it. You're doing a great job, a great job on your show.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, just for everybody that's listening, we did move to the 3 p.m. Eastern to 2 o'clock Central
Yes.
timeline, and we are weekly. So I know I had a lot of people, I went to tune in, but you weren't there. So just,
Yeah.
yeah. And you know, it's really funny. I was listening to my show from last week, and I was trying to tell people about your show, and I went the p.m. and I forgot to say too.
That's funny. Yeah. But that's okay. You know what's funny is you can just say, "Hey, just stay here and listen to me," but next week go find Sunshine. You know, she's an hour early. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, so it's good.
Yeah,
So
I
go
love
ahead.
it that we're back to back and we're connected. So this is cool. I love it.
Me too. Me too. It's awesome. I love that you and Shane, it's good. You're good. And the show that you're doing today, people need to realize this is big because there's the Constitution, the real one, and then there's the fake one, that which is what the current leadership is under. So I hope that you guys, you kind of alluded to that you're going to say how it changed. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'll be on. I'll be listening.
Awesome, awesome. Shane's not going to be with me today because he's hanging out with his little chitlins, and that's all
Oh.
good because I've got lots of other people that are going to be joining me, and I just want everybody that's listening, that everybody has an assembly of some sort in their state, totally get connected with it because there's so many people that are on the same journey as we are. And, you know, some maybe not so into the spirit aspect of it just yet, but the more that we come together, the more that we collaborate, the more the consciousness grows and expands. And you know what happens after that?
I
We all know.
do.
Those of
I
us who are.
do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. Well,
just
have an
wanted to bring it up.
amazing
You
show.
just wanted to.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting that the radio sometimes we overlap, so I'm trying to learn how to talk and then shut up at the same time.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I've got somebody
Thank
else on
you.
the line, but I just wanted to say thank you for calling in and encourage everybody to stay on after I sign off, because this show, the lineup that she just mentioned, that Robin just mentioned, is it's going to give you a really strong foundation of why she and I are absolutely 110% on board with what she's doing.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sunshine. My love
You're
to you.
welcome. My love to you, beautiful ladies. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Is David on the line for me? David in New York.
Yes,
Hi.
Sunshine, how are you? Yes, this is David in New York.
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. I've been following you, what you've been doing for months. I've even made comment on the PBS radio, what do you call it, where you make comments, and I've sent it to
Yes.
you.
Yes. Do
Yeah,
you
I don't
have
know if you recall me. Excuse me.
I recall, don't you have a two name nickname?
Yes, Black Butterfly.
There you go. Yes, that's what I thought. How are you?
I'm
That's
doing fine.
good.
You are
Good.
an amazing woman, and Robin, who just came in, just talked to you a minute ago. She is, and many, so many people, Q friends. I'm astonished at how Q is with us continuously, and all the things that we've learned. And most of us, a lot of us, did not come into the awakening until Q came on board.
Right.
And I think that's commonplace with all of us. And to just watch how you're growing, and Robin and myself and many others, there are men that are in, like, what's his name, Merman and
Yeah.
Johnny. There's so many people, I can't think of all the names, but I'm kind of nervous right now.
Don't be
Like,
nervous. It's just you.
like when I
It's
spoke
just you and
to
me.
you.
There aren't millions listening. It's okay. I'm teasing.
Okay. I remember when the only time I did speak with Q, that was in 2023. I just fell apart, you know. And
Oh,
but
yeah.
I feel I'm so we are all blessed to have each other at this time,
We
and
are.
we see the unfoldment of the overall plan, and just
Right.
being our spirits, like you were saying a little while ago, like we could just connect to our spirit and let the spirit lead us. And what you did is commendable. I mean, you didn't plan. You just said, "I'm going to do this," and everything fell in place. It's called synchronicity.
Thank
And we are
you.
all when as we open up more and more in our commands and communicate with our spirit, our soul consciousness. Like I think of Genesis 2:7, where it says, "And God bless, breathed the breath into Adam's nostrils, he became a what? A living soul." Well, the way that I perceive that is that our spirit conscious, our who we are as fragments of source, when it entered into our body, that was engineered by the geneticists, I should say, they messed with our DNA. So when our spirit came into the body, it was lost. Didn't know where and what and where and all this kind of stuff. So on Creation Lightship, there's this thing called the Ascension, this article, where it says that we need to allow make the connection with our soul and spirit to merge as one. And this is what I see us doing. And I don't want to ramble on and on and on and on, but I just wanted to call in because I've been meaning to come in. Last week, Tuesday, I tried to call him, but it was too late. And I was like, glad. Oh, I'm glad I missed that, because it's such a thing. I used to be a minister, ordained minister. I was
I
ordained when
remember
I was
that.
19 years old.
Yep. I remember that.
You know who you're talking to, yes.
I do. I do.
So
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's been really
I
great hearing
understand
from you. Keep
you. Yes,
calling.
I'm gonna get off now. You want some time
Okay.
to come in now?
I don't know. BBS will have to tell me, but I can keep going. So I've only got a few minutes left before the show's over, but I just wanted to tell you thank you for your notes and your kind words and for recognizing that it was a pretty scary jump for me to just say I'm going. So very kind of you
Did
to
it.
acknowledge that. Thank you. I did do it. I did, but I did it with a lot of you guys supporting me, so it was nice. Thank you so much, Black Butterfly, for calling in.
Thank you, Sunshine, for having me, and thank you all, BBS Radio. I love you all the listeners. Thank you
We
so much.
all
Enjoy the rest of your day.
thank you. We all love you too. Thank you. So it's so fun. Yeah, David reached out to me, or Black Butterfly reached out to me a long time ago and told me a little bit of his background coming out of Christianity as well. And so we have a lot of those parallels that actually we talked about on Sojourns that played today. We talked a lot about several of us have come out of different religious backgrounds, and you have that deprogramming that you have to do. And I can only speak for Christianity because that's the one that I was involved in. It's deprogramming, but then there are some things that were actually truths that they didn't stamp out. They just masked some or changed some or made the focus on it a different way, as opposed to, like, for instance, in Christianity, I was taught that, I am a spirit and that I have a soul and I live in a body. That's what I was taught. But I was taught to focus on, even though I am a spirit, I was taught that I am to focus on, the body. The body is the temple of the Lord, blah, 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 maintain it, yada, yada. It didn't go back to you are a spirit. Work on your spirit, So they just had those little tweaks where they changed it just enough to where you weren't going to become enlightened and who you fully are and the power that you have as a spirit being. So yeah, Black Butterfly, thank you for your call. Robin, it was so good to hear you. Everybody, please stay on for the next hour because this is life-changing information for you guys, especially if you own land or desire to own land. You really have to understand what's going on and what has happened way back when, even as Robin alluded to, our friend would tell us that, what's happened in the past is going to repeat again. What happened in, Egyptian times is going to repeat again. What happened with, King Solomon is going to repeat again. And so in what's going on with the Constitution here and getting out from under slave rule, the next thing you know, the Constitution gets tweaked a little bit. And next thing you know, you're right back under those five families. So, anyway, I'm getting off track a little bit, but I know I only have a few more minutes. BBS is going to pop up and tell me about how many more minutes I have. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of Whiplash Talk and for your grace in helping me just kind of get my house settled and get settled in, and I'll get back into my groove, and we'll start seeing if I can get some guests lined up again. I just couldn't line up guests because I didn't know what my schedule was going to be. Thank you, BBS. I just didn't know when I could put the time in to do the research, to have good questions, and to have good knowledge of being a quality host for a quality person to be on the radio. So give me a couple more shows, and we'll start getting people lined up. You guys, I've got about 10 minutes left. Man, this is awesome. So my favorite spot so far where I'm at is literally right outside where I work. And I can literally walk right across the street, and I am overlooking the most beautiful sea and eagles flying over. And the other day, this bee would not leave me alone. It kept landing on my lunch. And I'm like, okay, look, I really don't want to, reach down and frustrate you and then you sting me or whatever. So I took a big piece of my chicken out that it was interested in, that it was on. I picked it up and put it over on the lip of the trash can. And then I walked back over to where I was, and The bee got to eat whatever he wanted, and then I got to eat whatever I was eating, and we were friends. So it was fun. I get to meet a lot of people. I'll sit out there, and invariably, I'll get to pet somebody's dog, or I'll get to start up a conversation with somebody on where they're from or what they're doing. I'm just trying to hold space in this place and be light in this place because there's not a lot here. And now the energetics of the land, that's different, but I'm talking in physical beings. And so Black Butterfly, I remember this. In church, there was a song, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." Okay, that was really fast, but that was it. And so I kind of feel like that sometimes as sunshine here in the area that I'm at. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go do some shine and I'll be back. And then sometimes it's like I'll just kind of get this sense, and it's like shrink wrap, shrink wrap, shrink wrap. I'm like, I can't get the command out fast enough. I command my spirit to shrink wrap my auric field close to my body now. Sometimes it's just like, okay, spirit, you and I, we've got code word, shrink, shrink. So anyway, there's some times when I'm like, yeah, I need to dim that light a little bit. So, I absolutely love each and every one of you so much. And I know that you guys are doing so well in everything that you're doing, but I know that we all have, I mean, my goodness, we're in an engineered body that is engineered to do things that we don't want to do, that we don't want to go through. And we are doing the best we can with the engineered body we have. And we are changing our focus from physical to spirit inside, going within. So, with that said, let's work this week. Let's all of us just work this week. Just pick one thing that you want to work on and just focus on that. And don't be regimented about it. Just think, you know what? I'm going to work on okay, I'm going to work on being more focused during my commands. That's going to be mine this week. Because sometimes I have a monkey brain going on because of everything that's been going on. And so if I've got stuff going on, I know you guys do too. So pick something, even if it's like I'm going to work on fixing my meals for the week over the weekend, so that way I'm more at peace during the week. I've got my meals cooked and I'm ready to go. Whatever it is, just pick something that you want to work on, but then find how to work on it through your spirit. So if you're wanting to work on your meals, make sure you've set aside your time to do your commands and that you've got everything done so you can then work to get your meals done. I love you. I love each and every one of you. And I'm so excited to embark on doing the weekly shows and getting some new guests on. And I just thank you for your grace that you're just having a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, or shoot, it's still 80 degrees, 90 degrees in some places. You might be having iced tea for all I know. But thank you for taking the time to spend time with me. And I'll be ramping up Whiplash Talk again to talk more about all the whiplash that's going on in the world. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on with, underground military bases and the government closing down here in the United States. And what does that really mean? And what's going on behind all of that? And who has the power now? And why is it important that we know who has the power and what is going to be able to be accomplished? Those are the things that I would like to kind of focus on and see if we can get some more stuff going. I'm going to go ahead and say my goodbyes and give you my love a little early. I've got a sea of boxes that I need to unpack, and and get ready, and I need to put a bed together and see if I can get all that done and get some laundry done. I know, big dreams, but see if I can get everything done so I can be ready to go to work tomorrow and have some outfits ready to go for the week. I love you. I love each and every one of you. Sunshine to all of you. And may you always know that even if life throws you a whiplash, that there's always sunshine there for you. I'm always here for you. Much love, much love. Thank you, BBS. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. And I'll be back next week, 1 p.m. Central on BBS Radio and TV Station 1. Bye.